Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. According to the latest tabulation, there are now outstanding a total of $17 trillion of debt that carry a negative interest rate. That's right, the borrower will pay back less than the amount originally borrowed. If you think like me, that doesn't make any sense. Would you loan money to someone else in expectation that you would be paid back less than you loaned to them? Yet, this is a reality today, where banks and financial institutions in several countries are being penalized for holding too high of cash balances. In order to avoid such penalties, they are being forced to loan funds to governments and central banks at negative interest rates. Before I explain how negative interest rates on debt have the potential to destroy the global economy, let's review the concept of paying interest on loans. Money has time value. A dollar in your hand right now is more valuable to you than a dollar in your hand a year from now. Therefore, to persuade someone who has that dollar in their hand today to part with it for a future repayment, that future payment needs to be higher than the current value of having that dollar. The creditor also needs to include compensation for the risk that the loan will never be repaid in full. This extra payment received on top of the return of the dollar in the future is called interest. The debtor who borrows this dollar may use those funds for immediate consumption. However, a major use of debt is to invest in businesses that create jobs to spark greater future prosperity. That's the problem with negative interest rates on debt. By discouraging savings, there will be less resources in the future available to create jobs and increase prosperity. In fact, negative interest rates are almost certain to result in fewer jobs and a decline in the economy. Overall global debt, now more than 300% of world output, is so huge that in 2 weeks, the International Monetary Fund will host a conference in Washington, D.C. titled Debt, the Good, the Bad, the Ugly. I will report on developments. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.